This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles, and today we're joined by Ryan Croak. Ryan officially is the first Assistant Deputy Governor for Health and Human Services in the state of Illinois. He is also doing something personally right now, a mission he feels that it's important, and it's helping to educate us about the potential Sangamon County Mental Health Board. We need to get people up to speed on that. They might have heard us air a Citizens Club in the past. There's a referendum coming up.
I think every family in Sangamon County has probably had an experience with the mental health system or with a loved one or a friend facing mental health challenges. Our community has the opportunity to vote on an important referendum that would infuse new resources into the infrastructure to support people facing mental health challenges and substance use disorder and intellectual and developmental disabilities. Many people across the community, including myself, think it's important to get the word out far and wide on the significance of this referendum.
So the referendum is March 17th, and it's basically to both create a Sangamon County Mental Health Board and to fund it with a tax.
A half of a percentage point change in the sales tax rate in the county. That's a half a penny on a dollar, 50 cents on a $100 purchase. State law lets counties or townships or cities establish by referendum a mental health board that exists to provide sustained funding for mental health and substance use and developmental disability services in a jurisdiction. Sangamon County is the largest county in Illinois without a dedicated source of funding for this purpose. We now have the opportunity to change that. We certainly, as residents, citizens of the community, are investing lots of resources into mental health services, whether it's in our jails, our court system, or through our public safety and first responder networks. Having a 708 board, they call it, gives us an opportunity to fund those services in a more coordinated, less chaotic, and more structured and planful fashion. Voters have the opportunity to weigh in on this question right now, all the way through March 17th. I do want to emphasize that for voters of any political stripe, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or a nonpartisan, you can and should participate in this referendum. Those who don't like to vote in partisan primaries, who don't want to identify their party affiliation or who maybe don't have one, are very welcome to request a nonpartisan referendum-only ballot when they go to vote. Folks can do that right now at the county courthouse all the way through March 17th. March 17th is the last day to participate. Many leaders across the community have been encouraging their neighbors to vote early, particularly on this question, which will have such a direct impact on public safety and health and well-being of our community.
If somebody is trying to consider what they want to do with this vote, what is the change or the impact that voting for this would have? You mentioned we have lots of services, but the problem is they're not coordinated, they're siloed.
There are some extraordinary services that are available today through lots of great organizations. Everybody acknowledges that we have a long way to go. Sangamon County Board established a mental health study body. They spent about a year reviewing services and supports that are available in our community. What they learned through that process was that there are almost 8,000 adults in Sangamon County living with a severe mental illness. There are almost 30,000 residents who struggle with substance use disorder. 12,000 of those folks have co-occurring substance use and mental health challenges. When the general public was surveyed, we found that over 40% of individuals in the county reported an unmet mental health need over the past 3 years. 5% of mental health professionals working in the county say that services are inadequate to meet the needs of our community. 90% of professionals in this field have reported that it is not easy to connect the clients they serve to the care that they need. That is in no way an indictment of the hardworking professionals who are in the behavioral health field in our community. what it signals is that there's a need for more and better coordinated and earlier interventions for people who are struggling with their mental health.
Is this mental health board, the people who are going to be on it, do they get paid?
Or? Nope. They would, like in all counties of Illinois where such boards exist, they would be volunteers, people with professional backgrounds that lend themselves to serve in a capacity that is open and transparent, that requires public accounting of any funds that are collected for this purpose. And they would play both a coordinating and a funding role to support existing providers. The 708 boards, the mental health boards of counties across Illinois, don't provide direct services. They fund the providers that do engage in direct services provision. That's not limited to what we think of as traditional mental health services. It can extend to a variety of services. I would highlight in Winnebago County, they've provided additional in-jail behavioral health care for people who are in custody of the county due to law enforcement encounters. They've helped community-based organizations hire over 100 frontline staff people. They've expanded specialty court offerings for people who are tangled up in the justice system. It was striking to me in reviewing the materials that leaders from the Massey Commission and leaders from the County Mental Health Study Group provided. Our jail in Sangamon County, which on a given day may house over 300 people, 70% of the Sangamon County jail population has a diagnosed mental illness. In the last 3 years, where data is available, roughly 1,500 police calls are made for response to people in mental health crisis. What counties like Winnebago and more than 60 others have learned is that law enforcement and public safety officials can really be strengthened by the presence and companionship and partnership of trained mental health professionals. That's why in so many places across Illinois, the strongest advocates for this referendum are public safety officials. What you'll see right now is that the sheriff, the state's attorney, former state's attorneys, and former sheriffs, they are very enthusiastic supporters of investing more local resources into local mental health services. That's because we have a criminal justice system and a jail that too often are bogged down with people who are in desperate need for mental health care. This referendum really gives everybody across our county the opportunity to support their friends and neighbors who may be in crisis or on the brink of a crisis in a much more effective way than waiting for emergency to strike. It's been so encouraging and refreshing in these very divided times to see people from very different sides of the political spectrum come together to say, this is something we all agree on. Our mental health system is worthy of our public commitment of resources. It really needs more. It's been gratifying to see people from varying political stripes and walks of life come together to say we should get this done in Sangamon County.
This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. We're speaking with Ryan Croke, in particular about the referendum going on for a Sangamon County Mental Health Board. You could vote now all the way through March 17th. Basically, what it's for is for the creation of a board to help tie together all the resources in the county and provide a map of how you can find services. A lot of time when you need them, you might not be in the frame of mind to be able to do research. This would be an opportunity for that. The proposal is a 50-cent tax per $100, a sales tax, that will provide almost $14.7 million, they estimate. Most of that would be granted out to organizations in the county so they could execute their mission. Would it also go to somebody like an executive director of the board to help make this happen? Somebody's got to do the work.
In most counties, they have at least one staff person to lead and coordinate the work. What we're not talking about is an elaborate bureaucracy. What we're really talking about is investment in direct services and supports. To make it work, there would likely be a staff person to lead the charge. That's an investment well worth making. the vast majority of the funds would be devoted exclusively to providing services like crisis co-response, where clinicians and law enforcement officials work together, intensive psychiatric case management, mental health, housing-focused case management services to help divert people away from crisis services, out of homelessness, out of our jails and our emergency rooms, which the Medical Society, which represents the doctors of Sangamon County, and emergency room physicians have been strong, compelling advocates for enhanced mental health infrastructure in our county, because they and the nurses and the staff of our emergency rooms, they bear the brunt of untreated mental health struggles of people all over, whether it's rural, urban, or anything in between. It's important to remember that our police and our medical professionals of this community, they're great people and on the front lines of serving people when they're hurting, too often are swamped by folks facing a mental health crisis or illness that we can meet and address in much more effective, less chaotic ways. And lots of other counties across Illinois have shown us the way. It's time for Sangamon to do the same.
This is an opportunity. Again, it's a referendum for a Sangamon County Mental Health Board and a 50 cents per $100 tax that will fund it.
The number of unhoused people in Sangamon County in 2024 was hovering close to 400 people. Many in our community have done heroic work to drive down the number of folks facing homelessness. What has been learned, whether you're walking downtown or even in some rural communities in Illinois, is that folks who struggle with homelessness are also oftentimes facing serious mental illness and substance use disorders. Devoting a sustainable source of local revenue for local services to help those people who are in great need to address their challenges is a great opportunity for voters in the community. The Continuum of Care, Heartland Housed, led by Josh Sabo, have been vocally supportive of this effort because they see every day doing individual case management, supporting the shelters, that without sustained commitment by locals to local mental health services, it's hard to get your arms around the challenges faced by people who are in the world of housing insecurity. It's not just a human crisis, it's a public safety issue, something that we can address through much stronger case management, which we've seen unfold in counties that are larger and more like Sangamon, places like Winnebago County, which is home to Rockford, but also in many smaller, more rural counties like Piatt County outside of Champaign. They just passed a referendum to do exactly this. It would be quite a victory for the people of Sangamon County to no longer be the largest county in Illinois without one of these dedicated sources of funding for mental health services.
I didn't notice anywhere any significant opposition. Are you aware of any?
I'm not aware of any organized opposition. Of course, there are questions and concerns that have been raised in the many public forums that have been organized around this topic. The sales tax exempts food that you buy at the grocery store. It exempts medicine and medical supplies, but it also exempts services. So if you go to get your hair cut or you get your car worked on at the auto body shop, you have an accountant or a plumber or a lawyer and they render services, those services are exempt from the sales tax. So they would not be affected by this change. No sales tax on groceries, medicine, or services. For anybody who is concerned about pocketbook concerns, we all are in these days, affordability is a real issue. We as a community, we as a county, pay the price for not having robust mental health infrastructure. We pay in our jails, we pay in our courts, we pay in our emergency rooms. That's the reason that overwhelmingly medical and public safety professionals in our county have said, this is really important for us to approve on March 17th. It's the reason that both the local Republican and the local Democratic parties and many elected officials and business leaders have come together to say it's time for a mental health board in Sangamon County.
Ryan, any last thoughts you want to leave us with?
The return on investment that we see when counties and local governments establish mental health commissions is significant and striking. It has been demonstrated that every dollar that we put into taking on mental health challenges returns many multiples more. By one estimate, it was for every dollar we put into mental health services, we return over $4. For substance use treatment programs, the return on investment is many multiples beyond what we pay up front. There is a cost to clogging up our jails and our emergency rooms and our court system with people who could be better served early in their mental health challenges. What really helped to set off the critical community conversation that really led to the establishment of this referendum question, and that was the murder of Sonya Massey. When Sonya lost her life, it served as a visceral and powerful reminder that people facing a mental health crisis need care and attention and treatment. It's the reason that both the Medical District Commission and the Massey Commission and then the county board voted in every instance nearly unanimously to say we can do better by our neighbors who are in the midst of a battle with a mental health problem. We don't need to clog up our jails and our court system and our emergency rooms with people who need professional help. We have an opportunity like never before in Sangamon County to lend some help to neighbors and friends and loved ones who desperately need it. Thanks for the opportunity, Randy.
In case anyone thinks this is just an urban problem, the rural area has a lot of challenges going on. We see it with everybody from students in schools dealing with social media. Anxiety is at a high level. There's depression on farms. Mental health, there's over 50% of households have at least one person that are dealing with mental
Absolutely.
Health issues.
Some of the strongest and most persuasive advocates for this referendum have been the leaders and members of the Illinois Farm Bureau in Sangamon County. There is not just in rural America and in rural Illinois, but all across our communities, a great stigma that has, I think, waned related to seeking mental health treatment, but it's still very real. And farmers and families in the agricultural community have spoken out powerfully in support of this referendum because it takes too long to get services. There is still a stigma for many related to receiving treatment for mental health challenges. It's been encouraging to hear the voices of farm and agricultural leaders saying, we believe that a very small change in the sales tax rate in our community is worth the investment and the savings that it would yield over time for our families and the institutions that really make our county successful.
Ryan Croak, thank you for joining us today talking about the referendum, which ends March 17th for the Sangamon County Mental Health Board. You can go right now, take a ballot on that.
They'd go to the Sangamon County Courthouse on 9th Street. It's a very easy process. It just takes a minute or two. You can request a nonpartisan referendum-only ballot, or you can request your regular party ballot and participate in the primary election, whether you want to just vote on this question or vote on other questions. And candidates, you can take the opportunity to vote today, all the way through March 17th.
We'll also post at nprillinois.org the report that came out of the Mental Health Board Commission that they took about a year to put together that has led to this referendum starting. Ryan Croak, thanks for joining us on Community Voices.
Thanks so much, Randy. It's been a pleasure.